Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
We could easily sing along to called Blah, Blah, Blah,
blah, blah
on
blah.
Trojan Records, The Maytals. And prior to that, of course, it was Brass Incorporated, just like that. The theme tune to the Terry Wogan radio show, and I was wearing my Terry Wogan sweatshirt whilst that was on. On the front of it, it says, "Do I come here often?" This is Mel and Dave and Spinning Wheel on Upsetter Records.
Thank you.
With the Herbs Man, got to be careful how I say the name, King Stitt on Clandisc Records. I think you could call that hardcore progressive reggae, Les. Yeah.
Along with, it's also with Andy Cap.
Oh, yes, Andy Cap, who we've been playing quite often in the past few weeks.
On that as well.
Yeah, yeah. And prior to that, it was a Blood, Sweat and Tears classic, Spinning Wheel, and Upsetter Records by Mel and Dave. Next of all, we've got Linda Van Dyke, and this is called Seduction. See what we can find out about Linda Van Dyke, D-Y-C-K.
Oh, Let me lure you to the land of naked dancers. Let me lift you from the anonymous crowd. Cross your mind while cross the velvet sea. At the shore, stretched on a thousand cushions, I will linger till you reach me. Me and my sisters will surround you, for you can be the master or the slave. The moonlit bodies shake and quiver, carried upon the motions of a violent wave. And as the silent beaches burn, man becomes vulnerable in return. Breasts, while you dream of the poor existence that you left behind. And as you rest, our wicked hands move on, for they will never tire of the games we want to play and the things we want to say in your ear, into your mind.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com.
Home, all alone, just listen to the wind moan. Keeping me safe and warm. But there's a stranger in the audience at the top of the stairs. He has tried to come and get me, but my candle was here. Thank you.
think so hard, I really think I might
Is it going to fade back, I wonder? No, an early fade. Rockin' Foo, F-double-O, and Stranger in the Attic on Stateside Dunhill Records. And the Stranger in the Attic was obviously waiting for Linda Van Dyke on Gemini Records with her Seduction. Yeah. What did we find out there, Les?
Linda Van Dyke, a Dutch actress.
A Dutch actress. Sorry, we're sort of losing you on the link. You've gone a bit digital, Les.
Yeah, she said.
Yeah.
Linda Van Dyke was a Dutch actress. She was in known for Sisk the Rat in 1984, Zwart Tulp 2015, and Het Gangstermeisje in 1966.
Oh, we're none the wiser.
She was also a lead singer with Boo and the Boobers.
Oh, another one we must search out.
Yeah, because they've had several hits within the Netherlands and the Belgium back in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, we might come across those singles in the coming weeks. We are listening to the new singles that were released on the 10th of April 1970. There were just 40 of them this particular week. Usually there's between 60 and 70 singles, sometimes more. We just played Rockin' Foo, Stranger in the Attic. Let's listen to the other side of that single. I quite thought they sounded like mid-period Beach Boys when they're out in the wilderness. There's a particular album called Beach Boys Love You, and they had that kind of sound and that vibe. This is Rochester River. This was the actual A side of their single.
Money or give, good and
you should not know what I'm talking about when I said the Rockin' Foo sounded like mid-period Beach Boys. That was a Rockin' Foo with Rochester River. Here are the Beach Boys from their album Beach Boys, excuse me, Love You and Mona.
Bye.
Wow, that is the revelation of the week, I think, for the 10th of April 1970, so long ago, and wonderful, funkadelic, I Got a Thing. What do you reckon about that one, Les?
Wow, amazing. Funkadelic, one of the... they took their inspiration partly from Hendrix, actually, and Sly Stone. So you can hear the influences of both guitar and the organ there.
Yes, you can. Yeah, I agree there. Yeah.
It was their sister act, Parliament, right through the 70s and 80s, were very the forefront of the funk movement, which came out of Detroit.
And was George Clinton involved with...
Clinton was the head of all of it.
Yeah.
He was a record producer, and he produced that sound.
Yeah, and...
They're also influenced... They influence people. I mean, you can hear, like, Papa Was a Rolling Stone in the back of that. I mean, that was another thing that came off that. And a lot of other things from the Temptations and very other. So it was a change for Motown at the time, because Motown had that sort of rather popular sound that they had. And this was a more raw sound coming out of Chicago, where it was the funkadelic sound, which, of course... That's where they came from.
And surprisingly, in the UK, this particular week, 10th of April 1970, that was released on Pi Records, Pi International. And prior to that, we took a slight detour to about 1974 and the Beach Boys with a track called Mona from this LP. I was trying to show you, Les, but you weren't looking.
All right.
Here it is. The listener won't see this.
The Beach Boys
Love You. It must be quite a rare album, I should imagine, now. Actually, yeah. I'm looking at the back of the sleeve, 1977, so it was as late as that, and I likened it to Rockin' Foo. Did we find anything out about the Rockin' Foo?
No, nothing at all from them.
No, they're clearly from America.
They were quite probably American bands.
Yeah, they're bound to be American, because on Stateside Dunhill. Anyway, let us return to the United Kingdom now, and Tony Burrows, he fronted various bands. Did he front Edison Lighthouse? What's that, Tony Burrows?
Actually.
Yeah, we'll find that out while we're listening to his solo single on Bell Records, Melanie Makes Me Smile.
Shoulder and tell her that I'm feeling low, and I got no place I can go. And I said, darling, I need you. Then she lifts her head up kind of slow. Only one girl I just gotta see. call her up and if she's free. Oh, I say, darling, I need you. And she comes running straight to me.
Say hello, how are you, man? You're looking good, I hear you're doing fine. When you got money, babe, he'll come around and see you every day. One day when you've got nothing, babe, you see them all walk away. So loud in a funny whispering shout that everybody has to hear. There in a corner sits his wife alone, no longer fool at all. Cause she knows that he's really not a man.
J. Vincent Edwards and who are my friends? I often ask that question. And here is one of them. Hello, Les. On CBS Records, that was J. Vincent. This is Les Newman. Sorry?
J. Vincent was it's very much involved with the production of Hair. And he released a lot of singles. He's also involved in there was a Richard Harris film that came out a year later called Bloomfield. He was very much involved with the soundtrack of that also. So he's quite a popular in demand at that time. Prior to that, we was listening to...
Tony Burrows.
Yeah, Tony Burrows.
Yep.
Well known for, the track he played was for Addington Lighthouse. He also, before then, he was in the Ivy League. And also, he sang and was part of the Flower Patman's production of Let's Go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
So he did it. And Brotherhood of Man as well. He was involved with those. Well, Edison Lighthouse, of course, the Cook and Greenaway wrote a lot of stuff for him.
It's amazing how much we know of music we swore we didn't know anything about, isn't it, Les? You are listening to Chris Bent and Les Newman. We've definitely been heading toward the unknown region because many of these songs, we have not heard them before. They were all
from the light of day.
They were all released on the 10th of April in 1970. And for many of them, as Les just said, they never saw the light of day.
You never know. There might still be roaming around in some record store cupboards or in the vaults somewhere.
Yeah.
Never been taken out of his sleeve.
Yeah, because if you look at various auction sites, I dare say anything we're playing today, you may well find it, and someone may have been listing it for a year or two. So he or she will be only too grateful that we've played it so that you, my friend, can go and buy it.
Looking at the catalogue of the internet catalogue, it's surprising some of the singles we've played today are quite expensive.
Yeah. This is it. The less it was played, and the less it was in the shops, makes it extremely valuable now. Because some people collect certain record labels. Like we've played several Torpedo singles today, a couple on Sugar Records, Evolution. Upsetter label, the Gemini record label. Look, you can look at all this at towardtheunknownregion.com, where I laboriously type out a list of what we've played, including the record labels and the catalogue numbers. Also that one person possibly can go and have a look and find out more about it. As I say, you're listening to Chris Bent and Les Newman. We met around this time of year 50 years ago, and then we sort of drifted apart. The last entry in my wife Kathy's diary, when she was my girlfriend, is 1973, where she writes something along the lines of, "Chris, going to see Les Newman about a transmitter."
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, when were those days?
And it took me until 2018 to think of joining Facebook. And once I was there, Les was one of the first people. I thought, I know who I'll try and find. So this is great that we finally got together. Well, we got together about 12 months ago. We met up in a coffee shop, which is closed now. In fact, they're all closed. With tumbleweed rolling by.
How bizarre was that?
Everything is shut.
Look how our careers have progressed since. Well, mine certainly has. Yours probably hasn't, but mine has.
We're both sat at the end of screens now. It could almost be a call centre, couldn't it, Les?
Yeah, no.
Let us carry on with the Pioneers and Driven Back. This is on Trojan Records.
You know, if we come on me, come let go, you 14. Girl, you know that you are the 13.
On Songbird Records, and Glenn Brown, preceded by the Pioneers, and Driven Back. Well, we're going to drive you back in about 10 minutes' time, because fortunately, we'll be going away and leaving it to a professional team of disc jockeys to continue. What do you say, Les?
Well, there we go. We're certainly professional in something. I don't know, something sanity.
Earlier on, we played a band called Autumn Vine on Evolution Records. Yep. This is going to be the B-side of their single, called Maxi Baby.
There was a time, Maxi, you were the king of the world you surveyed, and the friends that you made on the way you told you so. There was a time, Maxi, you were the king. Say, baby, where have you gone now? Where have you gone now? Hey, Maxie, baby, where have you gone now? Where have you gone now?
spending your days in your alcohol haze, well under the spell. God is your friend, I used to think I knew so well. Hey Maxie baby, where have you gone now? Where have you gone now? Hey Maxie baby, where have you gone now? Where have you gone now? Maxie baby, where is it going to lead you? Listen my friend, you're out to find. I'm sorry to say you won't find it that way. No, 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 no. So shake it up, Maxie, you're going blind. Open your eyes. Hey, Maxie, baby, where have you gone now? Where have you gone?
Hey Maxie Baby, Autumn Vine on Evolution Records. Well, many thanks for listening, everybody. I'm not sure what this is going to sound like at the other end of the string.
We'll see.
It's time to say goodbye once again, Les.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure as usual, and I just hope we've brought some cheer to all you listeners out there that are sat indoors, have nothing better to do than listen to them.
We're going to play the B-side of the Hollies single that we played earlier. This is going to be Mad Professor Blythe. Were you a B-side fan at all, Les?
Unless there were progressive rock tunes, of course. I mean, we still like to listen to all of them.
Yeah.
Really got into B sounds at all.
No, so we're doing
because a lot of these things, it's like albums that come out, you know, there's probably one or two tracks and the rest of them you just cast them on side, really.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, in those days, sometimes the B side was actually better than the A side, so I missed the load.
Yeah.
One thing that's taught me doing this show recently is how much stuff I'd actually missed at the time. And we'll be seeing you number one, or is it number two? Or are you not a number?
I am a free man.
Not like me, who said I wasn't. No.
We'll be seeing you.
Never got it back. Oh, what happened to his maybe the professor's not bent.
Camp Freddy, everybody in the world is bent.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
But now, uh-oh, it's the end of a show.
It's the end of a show! Uh-huh. Oh, we've helped you, freak. We'd love to stay and play some more.
And we'll see you again
next week.
It's the end of a show!
Uh-huh.
Oh, we've done a bum.
And it has been
made you smile,
but now we have to go, 'cause it's the end of a...
It's the end of a...
It's the end of a show!
Court in session. Judge Ray Chris presiding. The accused, one Palma Dice. Call Palma Dice. Palma Dice.
Yes, sir.
Palma Dice.
Sir.
You're brought in this court today.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.